Aloha. Welcome. This is Jeannie Russell with Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, joining you on the first Friday of the month here on Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie and Jeannie Russell on Alternative Talk Radio. I have a wellness center. I'm speaking to you from Kauai, Hawaii, and here at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, I do dolphin energetics in the water and on the water massage table and in the ocean. And we do retreats and workshops and healings and massage and Reiki and all sorts of wonderful things here at the center. And we just had Dina Marie come visit with us and stay with us for a couple of months. And she had a lovely time here on Kauai. She was running around with Santa Claus and doing disc golf and just being all over the island, as Dina is there out in Camino Island, but she's now back home. And it's the first episode of 2019. So welcome, welcome. And yeah, what a year. 2018 has been quite a year. It's been a year of transformation and growth and some challenges. I think you heard we talked about that we had a hurricane warning and we had all sorts of things coming up in 2018. And so 2019, we're excited to embrace a new year, a new time. And the topic of today is about being courageous and just kind of wondering what you guys are wanting from 2019 and what you're thinking, you know, as we think about the new year, you know, it's good to reflect and to really put our intentions into work, because it might be like the way I feel right now, like what happened to 2018? It went by so fast. And here we are at the end and embracing a whole nother year. So as we're reflecting and going back in time, we're looking at what really has transpired over this past year, and what do we want looking forward and moving forward? And so the theme about being courageous is really about us embracing our true desires. You know, what is it that you've been wanting to manifest in your life? And as we go through the day in and day out rat race of being here and being on this planet, it's sometimes distracting, where we just get caught up in the everyday life of going here, going there, doing this, doing that, emotions, and you know, we never seem to move forward. Or here's another year and maybe I haven't taken that vacation I wanted to take, like come to Hawaii, you know, I haven't written that book, or you know, whatever it is that you want to do. So now's the time. Here is the beginning of 2019. I hope you had a great holiday and New Year's. And now it's a time, you know, of reflection. I know it's still a little chilly and probably dark over there. And let's take this time to reflect about what is it that you want to manifest. So one of the things that we're doing over here on Kauai, we're actually going to do it next Thursday, if anybody's out here, is we're creating a vision board. And I don't know if you've ever done that before. I know I've done it with Dina Marie here on Kauai. We did it, about 2 months ago we did it. And actually, I'm ready to do another one, because it's not something you just do it once and forget. And the vision board is great. If you haven't done it, it's really not too complicated. You just get a large piece of paper, you get some magazines, and you start cutting out images that speak to you, that just kind of pop off the page. And you may not even understand why, but you just start cutting out pictures and words and things like that. And the vision board is kind of an indicator, if you will, of the direction you want to go in. You know, what is it that you're thinking that you want to create? What is it that you want to manifest? And I know this has happened for Dina, and it's also happened for me, where I created a vision board and then I put it somewhere. You know, you're really supposed to work with it every day. You're supposed to be looking at it and and visualizing these things that you want to manifest. Maybe it's a new house, maybe it's a new car, maybe it's a better job, maybe whatever, it's health, you know, seeing yourself really healthy and thriving. Maybe it's a skinnier body or a fitter body, you know, so whatever it is you want to visualize, you put that on your vision board. And I know for myself, and I know Dina has shared this also, that there's things that we've put on our vision board, and then we go back and we look at what we created, and it's already happened. It's already come into manifestation. So that's really exciting, because that's the power of creation, and that's the power we have. And the courageousness, which is the theme of today's show, is let's have the courage to dream. You know, some of us just need permission to dream, to permission to think about what we really want and allow that to manifest into our reality. And maybe a trip to Hawaii is something you've always dreamed about. And it's not something you have to wait for, like wait until you retire or wait until the kids get older or wait until you have a very well expensive job or, you know, whatever it is, you know, and then we're waiting and waiting and waiting for that opportunity or that experience, where if you put it on your vision board and you have that intention, and you don't even have to know how things are going to manifest. You don't even have to know that you have the money, or where's the money going to come from, or how am I going to find the time, or what am I going to do with the dog or the kids? You know, it doesn't matter. Those are just details. If you just have the intention of what you want to manifest and you put that in your vision board, let the universe take care of the details. And it does. It just seems to unfold in ways beyond your expectations, beyond what you could have imagined. And it's better than ever, you know. So take the time, if you guys want, with us. We're going to be doing it next Thursday, if you're here on Kauai, between 2 and 4 p.m. over at our center, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center in Kapa'a. And if not, it's a great thing to do with friends. If you are still in Seattle or Camino Island or wherever you are listening to this show, and take the time, play some music, have some fun, maybe have some wine or have some soda or have some poo-poos, and make it a fun event, and just sit with your friends and just like talk about, gee, what do I want to manifest? And it's not just about you manifesting, you want to share that with other people. Because as you share it, you're talking about it, you're creating it, you're visualizing it. So it's becoming a living thing that you're actually doing. And a vision board is something that is something that you have. Once you've created it, you want to look at it every day, because you want to pull in that vision of whatever it is, that new house, that new car, that new job, that vacation you've always wanted. Maybe it's just you want to have a new career, or maybe you want to have a new dog, or maybe a new dress or a new body, you know, whatever it is, you know, have that intention and then just watch how things start to move in that direction. And it's amazing how that happens. So we're going to be exploring that this year and next Thursday. And this is the time, 2019 is the time to reflect and to move forward with, let's be conscious creators. Let's consciously take the reins of our life, take control back, be the creator of our own reality, and allow abundance, joy, happiness to be a part of that experience. And if you're someone that's suffering from some health issues, let's allow some miraculous healings to happen. Let's allow some beautiful transformation to happen, where you have more energy, you feel clearer, you're engaged in life, and you're having more joy. Because we know the dolphins love joy. Dolphins are all about having more joy in your life, having more freedom. more amazing joys and happiness. And I'm going to share, once we get back from our break in a few minutes, my experience with the dolphins. I actually went swimming with the dolphins 3 weeks ago, and we had some amazing experiences. Dean and Marie was manning the shot while I went out for a week-long excursion, and it was a really, really exciting time. We connected with the bottlenose dolphins, spinner dolphins, manta rays, pilot whales, and a special guest showed up, which I will tell you about once we get back. So again, this is Jeannie Russell with Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. You can reach me at my website, dolphintouch.org. That's dolphintouch.org. And we're here on Kauai, Hawaii. And the number is 808-822-4414. And we are here on 1150 AM KKNW Talk Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
Lift your spirits in Kauai with Jeannie Russell, the owner of Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. Disconnect and recharge with a week retreat, one-day excursion, or one of the many healing treatments offered at Dolphin Touch. The center is located in downtown Kapaa and is a short walk to the beach and bike path. Whether you choose a Dolphin Touch therapy session, a personal retreat, or one of the many spirit-lifting activities, you'll experience the magic of Kauai and connect to the amazing people who live there. Visit dolphintouch.org to connect with Jeannie and the beautiful island of Kauai.
Feeling the need to get away and reconnect with Mother Nature? Located on Whidbey Island, Earth Sanctuary is a peaceful and magical sculpture garden, nature reserve, and retreat center with 2 miles of nature trails, 3 bird-filled ponds, and a variety of powerful sacred spaces, including a labyrinth, stone circles, and medicine wheels. Come and enjoy the wonders of nature and experience personal renewal, spiritual growth, and healing today. Visit earthsanctuary.org or The Earth Sanctuary on Facebook for more information.
So are you looking for a holistic approach to your wellness? At Elements Chiropractic and Wellness Center in Seattle, Dr. Janelle Clayton, DC, uses her knowledge of energetic body, yoga, and chiropractic to help her students and patients access their own mind-body connection for vibrant health. Visit ElementsWellnessCenter.com or call today and let them help you find what you're looking for. 206-327-9799. Live your best life and enjoy the journey.
Mark your calendar, January 13th, 1 to 4 p.m. for Seattle UFO Network's 10-year anniversary and members appreciation fundraiser. Hear about MUFON's history, advances in ufology, and our 2019 presenter schedule. Not a member? No problem. Enjoy our live DJ, open mic, raffle, mini readings, and chance to mingle with our inclusive paranormal community. For more details, see MUFON's meetup site or Facebook page. Thanks for your support, and we'll see you there.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Aloha. Welcome back. You're with Jeannie Russell here on the island of Kauai. We're here at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center here in Kapa'a Town. And I'm filling in today for Dina Marie on Seattle's Alternative Talk Radio, 1150 AM, KKNW. And we are talking about the new year and what it's bringing up for everybody, and vision boards and moving forward with your life. And so I wanted to share with you my experience. As you know, I do dolphin energetics, and it's a healing modality that I created to connect with the energy and vibration of the dolphin. And I have swam with dolphins many times. But just recently, I went again and did a retreat and swam with dolphins, which was amazing. We went into the ocean and got to connect with the spinner dolphins and the bottlenose dolphins. And it was just, I mean, I've done it so many times. I've seen them so many times. But every time, it's so glorious. You get in the water and you just can't be calm. You just have to be excited. So, you know, we're in the water and I'm squealing and squeaking and do some light language and connecting and speaking to the dolphins, and they're swimming by us and they came around and it was just beautiful. There was one connection I had with this mother and baby dolphin, and they just kept circling around, and we were watching videos prior to that about the dolphins. And there was a guy that said, you know, we're like, how do we get them to interact with us? And they said, well, you have to be interesting. You know, you can't just be in the water and they're like, okay, yeah, you could be anything. But, you know, so you got to make yourself interesting. So if you're ever in the water and you're swimming with dolphins, you kind of want to get their attention. You want to dive down and kind of spin around and twirl your body around and, you know, just kind of get down there with them. And so that's what I did. And I was in the water spinning around, and this mother and baby just came right up, and they were swimming around, and then they'd go away and then they'd come back. And it was just an amazing connection that we all had. And there were about 8 of us on the boat. And at one point we were all having our own personal dolphin encounter, and it was beautiful. Like, there was so many dolphins in the water, I can't even tell you, maybe like 200 dolphins, and each person had their own little group of dolphins that were interacting and connecting with us. So we'd gone on this retreat, and I meant to, you know, my intention was to connect with the dolphins, and yes, I had an amazing experience. But there was a time where we got a message on the radio. Actually, the boat captain got a message and said, oh, there's some pilot whales out in the ocean. So we went, you know, way out. And sure enough, there were these pilot whales. And they were, if you ever seen pilot whales, the only time I ever saw them before was in captivity. But we got to see these pilot whales out in the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and they were so majestic. They're smaller than a humpback whale. They're bigger than a dolphin, but they're kind of on the small scale of a whale. And so they're black, if you've seen them. And so they were just out there, and they were just moving so slow and so serene. It was just mesmerizing to watch them. And so the captain comes over, and he's like, well, we can get in the water with the pilot whales, but just to let you know, if we do, we're going to encounter sharks. And we're like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, I don't mind pilot whales, but sharks? And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, there's always sharks hanging around pilot whales, apparently. I guess pilot whales are messy eaters. So when they eat their food, they leave a lot of scraps around. And so there's always sharks there to kind of eat the scraps that they leave behind. They're like, oh, okay. And if you didn't know, pilot whales eat pilot fish. So there's these fish, little striped fish in the water. And so they eat the fish. And then the sharks are like the big cleanup crew that come in and eat the leftovers. So I was actually surprised, because we had people on our tour that were not used to swimming. There's actually a woman there that was swimming with a noodle, you know, because she didn't feel very confident when we started our excursions. And so this time she didn't have her noodle, and I was surprised, but everyone in our group said yes, that they were going to get in the water with the sharks and the pilot whales. So we go in, we get in the water, and don't you know, the first thing we see is this oceanic 7-foot white tip shark. I was blown away. I'm like, ah! And the funny part is, we had this little dive captain assisting us, this little girl, CJ, and she was like 5'4", And she's like, oh, well, just stand behind me. You know, I know what to do and, you know, I'll protect you kind of thing. And I'm like, wait a minute, you could be eaten in two bites. I'm like, see that that's much protection. But she was very confident. She knew what she was doing. So we get in the water and she's just saying to the shark, I love you. Oh, you're so beautiful. And it actually helped to relax us. And so we are there. And if you could imagine, we are like this. So we're all huddled together. So we're holding each other's hand and someone was grabbing my fin and my leg and my arm. You know, we're all like just one big, you know, for confidence, sticking together. So I don't know what that shark felt, because all he saw was like 8 heads, 16 arms and 16 feet in this big ball of people that we were just moving around in the water with. So, oh my God, it was like your heart's pounding. You're like, oh my God. But you know, so everything I had heard about sharks was not true. They weren't, I mean, obviously we were pretty scared and very, very fearful. But they didn't just come and attack us and chomp down on us, you know. They were curious, and you could tell that sharks are the leaders in the oceanic world because they had no fear whatsoever. Every other animal we had swam with, we swam with dolphins and whales, and we were with the manta rays. And usually, you know, they kind of swim away or, you know, they're not curious and come right to us right away. Not these sharks, boy. These sharks, as soon as we came in and we were in the water, they just start swimming right over to us, you know, and they just straight on. If you've ever been in the water and you've seen that image of a shark, you know how they swim back side to side and they start swimming right towards you, you know, it's hard not to have your heart pounding. So our little dive captain, CJ, was in front, and she said, just in case you're ever in the water with sharks, to put your fins up. So you put fins up to protect yourself. The fins up block the energy of the dolphin, plus you have to look them in the eye. So this was the strategy that we were told to use. Put your fins up and look the shark straight in the eye and just hold your ground. So she had these like really long fins because she was a deep diver. And so she put her fins up and literally the shark came right over to us and was checking us out. And don't you know that 7-foot black tip shark came over and bumped her fin, just went boom, like that. Like, oh my God, this is crazy. But it was almost like a dog kind of sniffing you out or smelling, you know, how dogs come in and they'll sniff you or smell you out. It was kind of like that energy. And she said she knew she wasn't in danger because when you are in danger, their eyes go white. And, you know, they're kind of lean back and they come in for a bite or a kill. And so we were in the water with the sharks and there they were just bumping our fin. It was pretty, pretty, pretty exciting. More to this story. But, you know, this is all about 2019. And this is about us facing our fears, you know. I had a fear of sharks. Well, I had a curiosity actually of sharks. Like, I wonder how I would react if I was in the water with sharks and a shark showed up, because I'm in the water a lot and I swim and I snorkel and I'm doing all sorts of things. And I knew at some point I probably would encounter a shark. So this is probably the best situation I could have created to actually feel the energy of the shark, to be in the water with the shark and to experience that. And luckily I was with a bunch of friends. We're all holding hands. I felt really supported. I felt really guided. And it was really courageous and healing not only for me, but I think for our humanity on a big level, on how we see sharks, how we see danger, how we see some things that we think are negative, and how we can turn that around. So there's more to this story, and I'm really excited to share it with you. It's got some funny twists in it and some lovely, lovely. And if you're on my Facebook page, you'll be able to see it, Jeannie Russell 52, or if you go to Dolphin Touch Wellness Center on Facebook, you can link to my personal page and see the images of the shark and some other encounters, which I will be posting more. So we're going to take another break in a few now. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Aloha. Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
My name is Adrian the Champ Starks, and I am an international speaker, author, coach, and the founder of Champion Up. My mission in life is to help individuals overcome their obstacles by searching, believing, conditioning, and acting upon their winning potential. Why? Because winning is in all of our DNA, and you were born to win. So if you really want to believe in that champion in you, go to my website, championup.net, to discover more about your winning potential.
Hi, I'm Michelle.
And I'm Arnold, and we're the co-creators of the Connection app.
Are you busy and sometimes distracted from what really matters?
Do you want a simple, easy, and fun way to enhance your relationships?
The Connection app helps you develop the connection habits that lead to deeper feelings of love, intimacy, and trust.
It's a habit-building app.
The Connection app is making together better.
Download it for free today at theconnectionapp.com, the App Store, or Google Play.
Are you looking for an affordable and effective way to market your holistic business? By advertising in Seattle Natural Awakenings magazine, in print and online, you will reach a readership of 50,000 ideal customers. And like no other magazine, we also have creative tools to deliver your message to the world. Join the Seattle Natural Awakenings family and let us support you in bringing your business to the next level. To get into our next issue, call 425-350-5448 or visit us online at seattleawakenings.com. We are ready to go to work with you and for you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Aloha, everybody. Welcome back. This is Jeannie Russell over here at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center on Kauai, Hawaii, speaking to you this morning on the new year, 2019. Exciting for this new year, exciting for all the things. And we're talking about being courageous on today's show. And I was just sharing my shark encounter. And yeah, it was really, really moving for everybody in the pod. We had a pod of eight people that got in the water and swam with the sharks. And we were just, you know, wanting to connect with the whales. You know, we're more interested in the pilot whales, but, you know, in the mix, we got to connect with the sharks. And, you know, there, I don't know, maybe in your life, you might have felt that there are certain people in your life that feel like sharks, or certain things that you're afraid of, that you kind of hold back and maybe don't do or don't face or don't get in the water with the sharks. I mean, it would have been such a tragedy if I had stayed on the boat and just watched from the boat from a safe distance. But being in the water with the sharks took it to a whole new level, and something I will never, 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 ever forget. And I'm excited to tell my dad. I still haven't told him because he was away on a cruise, because he's always talking about sharks. And sometimes that you got to have courage to maybe say no to things that you don't want to do, or you know, and it takes walking that walk off the plank into the water, jumping into the water, or, you know, just facing your fears and really embracing those things that scare the heck out of you, but maybe help you to grow. And maybe it's something like leaving your job or telling people that you're pissed off, or instead of worrying about what other people are going to think or what they're going to say or what they're going to do or how they're going to react, or are they going to get pissed off, or they're still going to be my friend. You know, all of that is just us not living our authentic life. And being an authentic life takes courage, and having the courage to just be yourself, like to be totally vulnerable, to be totally exposed, to be totally authentic. And that's scary. That's walking off and saying, shoot, what are people going to think of me? Maybe they won't like me. Maybe they'll criticize me, or they'll laugh at me, or they'll do something. And you know, there's certain situations where I've had relationships in my life, and I've had to, and actually just recently had to end relationships just because, you know, it just wasn't serving, and it was draining my energy. People, as you know, can drain your energy and take away your life force. And yet we allow these people in our lives just because, well, you know, we don't want to anger them, or, you know, tick them off, or have them be upset with us. But meanwhile, they're not serving, they're not uplifting, they're not supporting you in your vision and what you're creating, or encouraging you in your life, or being there when you need them. They're all about me, 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 me. And those type of people, you know, just kind of need to slowly go away in your life, and you need to gravitate more towards people you really love and respect and uplift, and that maybe you even look up to. And maybe it's taking the courage to talk to that person that is like a shark, that's like someone you don't know, or, you know, it's scary, and yet you can approach them, and maybe you want to be friends with them because you really admire them, or you want to tell them something that you shared, or you know, epiphany that you've had that you'd like to talk to them about. And so, yeah, limitations, we put them on ourselves. And so being with the sharks really amazed my life, amazed me that, first of all, that the sharks are not always just there to attack. You know, all those myths that we heard about sharks are not true. I was in the water, and just to let you know, we were not in a cage. We were just free diving. We were snorkeling. We're at the surface of the water. We're not protected in any way other than putting our fins up. And so it just was so healing to see this species. It's obviously, you know, each species has a consciousness. And the shark consciousness, when we were in the water, was so palatable and so interesting to observe. They're actually, you know, they're curious just like every other being on the planet. I mean, you know, they're curious about us. They weren't just like these man eaters that just want to chomp, 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 chomp. they were there just to experience and to have fun. So we were in the water, as I said, and this shark came over. So I'm holding hands with my friend Zoe. And just to let you know, it wasn't just one shark. So then more sharks start showing up. And I guess more were curious. Not all of them were as big as the 7-foot black tip oceanic shark, but they were all oceanic sharks. And so my girlfriend Zoe, so we're holding hands, and she's like pointing around because it's funny how sharks actually attack. So there'll be one that approaches from the front, and then there'll be those that approach from the rear that you don't even see because you're focused on that one approaching from the front. So, and these sharks weren't attacking, but just just to see how they operate. So there was a shark behind us, and my girlfriend's always like, oh, there's a shark over there, and, you know, and I'm like, look down, there's a shark right in front of she was focusing and looking in the other direction. And I'm like, fins up, you know, because we were separated. It's like I couldn't have enough fins. I had both legs, but both fins up, like, oh my God, you know, how many, I need another leg to put more fins up. But at one point, so we were out in the water. Of course, the sharks weren't only things. We were there for the pilot whales. And the whales, so we're watching the whales. It was so amazing because here's this beautiful, serene view. The whales are just kind of cruising along in the water. They're just going along. And then they start sky capping. If you know what sky capping is, that's where they come up and go down. And they just kind of come up out of the water, peer around, and go down. So we're under the water and we're seeing them sky cap. Obviously, they're probably checking us out as well because they were wanting to look around. But so slow, they were moving so slow. And there was two of them, and it was like an elevator. One would go up and come down, and then the other would go up and come down. And we're just in the water, and we're in deep water here. And we're just watching the whales, and it was so serene and so beautiful. I'm like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. And then we turn around to our left, and there's the shark, and like, ah, you know. So we went from this serene scene to this like, ah, scary scene. But it was great. It was interactive. It was amazing. And so we're in the water, and there was a mama and a baby pilot whale, and they cruised past us so slow. And we're like, wow, you know, and it was just so beautiful. And at one point, there wasn't just one shark. There wasn't just two sharks. It wasn't just three sharks, four sharks, five sharks. There were six sharks in the water with us. And then they started circling us. And we were, like I said, this ball of people. We're all huddled together. And it turned out that they were circling us, and they were between us and the boat. And that was like, OMG. You know, but I have to say, of our group, it was pretty amazing that no one panicked. No one got crazy. And that's the thing, too, is like when you're in these situations, and you're going to be in these situations, you're going to be in situations where you're like, holy crap, what just happened? Or what do I do? Or this is scarier than crap, you know, and you actually amaze yourself. You amaze yourself on what you're capable of doing. And sometimes we don't get to experience that unless we push ourselves and be in these situations that challenge us. Even just doing this radio show, it's a challenge for me because this is my first time being on the radio and doing a radio show. And I said yes to it when Dina asked me because it was a challenge. It's like, yeah, I haven't done that before. This is an opportunity for me to learn and grow and expand and put myself out there in a bigger way. And we need those challenges. You know, otherwise life is just status quo. It's like, yep, another day, another same thing, same old, you know, same old day, different, you know, whatever that expression is. But it's like, no, you know, what can we do to challenge? And that's one of the things when Dina Marie would come to Kauai, we would always do something different that would challenge us. We did skydiving. No, we didn't do skydiving. I'm just joking. We did zip lining. We did all sorts of things that you know, we did naked body painting. We did things that I, you know, without a friend, I might not have done it. But because I had somebody there with me, kind of holding my hand, just like being in the water with the sharks, it gives you that courage. So, you know, it's that having that friendship, having people in your life that support you, that are going to hold your hand and say, yes, you can do it. Yes, we can do this together. Come on. It's not beyond any of us. And just allowing allowing us to grow and expand in a new way. Like, oh, what's this new adventure? You know, you're scared out of your wits, but you have a friend holding your hands. And so you feel like you could do anything. So yeah, we're going to continue in a few minutes. I'll tell you the rest of the story. It continues with the sharks. And today's story is about being courageous and having the courage. It's 2019. Come on, guys. Let's have the courage to live the life we want to live, to be the person we want to be authentic, to be raw, to be naked in the ocean with the sharks. We'll be right back.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Camino Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyCaminoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Camino Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
Come visit my favorite retreat destination, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, located in Okapa'a Town on the island of Kauai. With its divine and spiritual portals and special healing energies, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center offers a full spectrum of sessions, classes, workshops, and Kauai adventures. The gift shop carries fun gifts, books, and enlightening tools for your own enjoyment. Dolphin Touch Wellness Center specializes in a new healing modality that involves energy work and body work combined. My good friend and owner, Jeannie Russell, calls the technique Dolphin Touch. Jeannie and I invite you to come to Kauai and experience the spirit of the dolphins and connect with their love, joy, and playfulness. For upcoming retreats and events, visit dolphintouch.org or call Jeannie Russell at 808-822-4414.
Tune in to Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie every Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Alternative Talk, 1150. You will be introduced to fascinating people, discover fun places to visit, and be encouraged to participate in activities that will lift your spirits. For a schedule of upcoming guests, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com. For archive shows, go to 1150kknw.com. Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie is sponsored by Seattle Natural Awakenings Magazine.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Aloha, welcome back. You're listening to Lift Your Spirits. This is the first Friday of every month that I'm on the show, the Dina Marie Lift Your Spirit show. And today we're talking about courage. And I was telling everyone about my experience with the sharks in 2019, and we're all having a great time. And it's really about the courage to love yourself, the courage to have people in your life that support you, the courage to say yes to you instead of, doing something that you don't want to do or compromising or doing something less than. So we were in the water with the sharks. And so we came out of the water. We were in the water, circled with six sharks around us. So we slowly moved over to the boat and got out of the water. And we're all like talking about the experience. We're all high. We're eating lunch, not high, spiritually high, you know. And we're eating lunch and we have leftovers. And there's this one shark that's still hanging around. And he obviously was curious about us. It wasn't like he wanted to eat us or anything. He was just like, just being curious. So we had a tuna sandwich and we threw it into the water. Just, gee, I wonder if the captain threw it in and said, gee, I wonder if they eat tuna. And sure enough, that shark came by and chomped the tuna, chomped the lettuce, chomped the bread, didn't eat the tomato. And it was hanging around. So, you know, it was just an amazing experience to see them above the water, below the water. And, you know, as we're going into 2019, the the sessions that I do to help people, the Dolphin Energetics, is treating the cause. And in order to treat the cause, we know that every illness or every issue that we have has an emotional attachment to it. Louise Hay mentions that every symptom has an emotional attachment. You know, she wrote a whole book about every symptom that you have and how there's an emotional attachment to it. It's called You Can Heal Your Life. And it's about reprogramming beliefs that are no longer serving us. And we have the power to do it. We just have to have the courage to do that deep diving. And that's what I do in my healing sessions. I do some deep diving, and you really have to go down and see. And usually those issues that we have stem from our childhood. Somewhere between the ages of 3 and 17, these beliefs got stuck in us, what my guru called samskaras. And these are grooves in the mind that are no longer serving us. And we tend to take these as fact. If you ever listen to Esther Hicks, Esther Hicks talks about a belief is just something that, a thought that you have over and over, that you keep thinking and it becomes a belief. And so if someone told you you were stupid or you were fat or you were ugly or whatever, even if it wasn't over and over that they told you, but you just heard it in your mind, or maybe you said it yourself, like, oh, I'm ugly, or oh, I look old, or oh, I'm fat, or oh, I'll never be able to do that, or I'll never be able to do what I want. Anytime you have a belief, you hold on to beliefs, and it creates a groove in the mind. And so what we do when we do our healing session is the Dolphin Energetics is we go down to that belief and we release it. We help you to show you a new reality, another reality without that belief in it. Like, it's just like like thinking the world is flat. You know, it wasn't until we were shown otherwise that we were able to figure out that, you know, something beyond our five senses can show that other than sight and sound, but there's something beyond that. It's that belief, that trust, and that letting go that helps us to grow and to see that there are other possibilities. So the huge changes going on the planet, it's called the Great Divide. And if you're here at this time on planet Earth, there's a reason. And it's my belief that you're here to learn and to grow and to expand. And that takes some deep diving. That takes some courage. That takes a looking at yourself through a microscope or through a magnifying glass and really seeing the truth about who you are and changing your mindset. You have the power to change it. You have the power to let go of those beliefs that aren't serving you. You have the power to make 2019 your best year ever. You have the power to embrace the love that you're looking for, the abundance, the appreciation, the joy, the happiness. You have the power to make all those changes in your life. Just letting go of those beliefs that aren't serving you, that are keeping you small, surrounding yourself with positive people, and even allowing yourself to be courageous, to go in the water with sharks or with something that really pushes you, that really takes you to a new place and helps you to grow, helps you to expand, helps you to know that there's another way of being in the world. There's a way of being in the world. You're more joyful, you're more playful, you're like the dolphin, you're swimming and jumping and spinning and just happy, happy to be here, happy to be on this planet, happy to be in your body, appreciating your body and loving yourself and loving those people that are in your life and those people that don't serve in your life. It's time to get rid of them. It's time to let them go. It's time to say goodbye and to embrace that which you really, really call who you are, call to you your personal guidance, your personal message, your personal image, and allowing that to be who you attract in your life. So I'm going to be making my vision board. And Dina shared with me that she's going to make a new vision board too. So we'll be doing that. She'll be doing it in Camino Island. Maybe she'll do a little workshop over there. And I'll be doing one here on Kauai, if you're around Thursday between 2 and 4. And really, this is about us consciously creating the world we want. So on this vision board, create the life that you want to see for yourself. And it's okay to change it. Like even what I created 2 months ago, I want to update and change. I want to add more things. I want to, and things I didn't even think that I can ask for. Like, yeah, a sexy body. I'm going to put that in my 2019 intention board, because why not? Why not embrace that? Why not face that? Why not have that, you know, that part of my healing, that part of my experience? Why not have that? So we know about the law of attraction. We attract what our subconscious mind believes. Energy shifts, and it could shift as quickly as in a couple of days. These shifts, this is an amazing time that we're living in. That's what I'm talking about, 2019 now. Look at, I can't even believe I'm saying 2019. But 2019 is this time where things manifest so that let us be conscious creators. Let us shift the energy, and instead of having a knee-jerk reaction to everything in our life and just having these emotions and that's what's controlling us, let us instead have healing by us being more conscious. And that's the key. Let's be more in the moment, in the now, present in the water with the sharks. We were totally present. There was no way anybody was thinking about what they ate yesterday or what's coming in the future. When you're in the water with sharks, you're in the now. You're in the total present moment. And that's what every moment is about, us being in the moment and seeing what happens. So it's been an amazing experience. Thank you so much for listening. I really enjoy doing these talk shows. We got to talk to people and visit with some people on Kauai that listened to the show and came to visit us and here on Kauai, which was wonderful. And I invite you all to come by. But if you want to connect with me, it's dolphintouch.org, dolphintouch.org, or you can call us at 808-822-4414, or email at info@dolphintouch.org. We're on Facebook. My name is Jeannie Russell. Thank you so much for listening. Have an awesome, awesome Lift Your Spirit Day.
Preceding audio was via a Skype call.